Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, and we're back on Blog Talk Radio. This is the absolute truth with your host with the most, the Hot Rod, a.k.a. the King of Kings, with...
Sean Black, the King of Kings now?
Yes, the King of Kings. That's who I am. If you don't like it, sorry about your damn luck.
You got problems.
Yes, I do. And I'm sitting here with...
a very angry...
I had a rough morning, okay, Anitra? I had a very rough morning.
Well, and? That's why you pour yourself a drink right now and you're drinking, right?
Juice.
Yes, drinking does juice. Yes, indeed.
Juice. With a capital G, if you understand.
Yes.
Juice.
Juice.
Isn't it pretty?
Yes.
It matches my shirt.
Yes, it is absolutely juice,
yes,
indeed.
Yes, yes.
That's why this show is called The Absolute Truth.
There's no absolute
in here. We didn't say anything about absolute.
Well, I understand WrestleMania is later on today.
Yes.
You don't have to wrestle on a radio show, so
mm-hmm.
just kind of save it for later.
Yes, indeed. Okay, let's start off on a good path.
Okay.
I want to recap a little bit about when we talk about the N-word.
Yes.
And the use of the N-word. Well, this week, the kid from Oklahoma, University of Oklahoma, made an apology on the press, saying that he's sorry for that little buzz chant of singing of hanging the N-word on the tree. I think I have a little clip here. Hopefully it works and it will play.
I'm not here today to talk about where I learned the chant or how it was taught. I'm here to apologize for what I did, because the truth is that what was said in that chant is disgusting. And it should never. And after meeting with these people and everybody else I've met with, I've learned that these words should never be repeated, joked about, or ever used in any form ever again. And these are lessons that I'm going to carry with me for the rest of my life.
This is lessons that he's going to carry with him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Mr. Black, what do you think of this?
Well, first and foremost, the apology sounded so contrived. It sounded like something that just happened. Somebody coaxed him into saying it. See, the thing is, the reason why a lot of people, when they get caught saying the N-word on film or is recorded, and then they have to come up with some kind of an apology, is because they don't necessarily realize the history of the word, how long it's been used, and how the derogatory, painful meanings behind it. So when finally you get caught, you get busted, and it's time for, well, I have to show that I'm learning, and there's always that fine line that you have to really walk. And in this world, especially if you're Caucasian and you don't necessarily know what's good to say anymore, because there's always that double standard. You have a fellow Black person saying the same words to themselves, and it's all perfectly fine and dandy for them. But then if a Caucasian person says the exact same word, and you're looking at them as, oh, you're racist. And that's not the case. So it's like, well, what can I say? What can't I say? And that's part of the problem. That apology did not sound, it sounded coaxed, like somebody brought it out of
them.
Anisha, do you think this apology was good enough for what happened on the bus of singing of the N-word?
If he's sincere.
No, we saw the video. He looked like he was surrounded by another but 10 or 15 Black people that they probably bought, he paid for to stand in the background. Like, let me have some Black guys behind me, so some Al Sharpton wannabes behind me, and for some moral support.
Yeah.
But we don't know that. He could have been sincere. We don't know.
Yeah.
No.
Possible.
No, I don't believe that thing one bit.
Neither do I, but it's...
Yeah.
Okay,
it,
so...
It is.
This
possible.
Is the truth.
It is possible.
Speak the truth.
But it is possible.
Yeah.
It's not, what happened was he got caught.
Of course.
That's what he's upset about.
Yeah.
Out of all the white people that's on the bus, he was like the cheerleader on that bus.
Exactly.
And they recorded him because, like I told Sean earlier, maybe he did not start the chant. Maybe it was somebody else. But
he was
got
the
caught.
Only one that got caught. And so he's the scapegoat for what went on. And that's usually how it works. If you're one of the rah-rah people that are chanting and going along with the crowd, the only people that are going to get any kind of retribution against them are the people that are there that are on the camera, that have been recorded, the ones that have been on, that have shown doing the chant. Forget about who else is behind the chair, who's behind the camera, who actually, the bus driver might have been singing it also, but we don't know what's going on in there.
Exactly.
So you just don't know. And to make a blanket statement saying, oh, he's racist, he's the guy that did it, it's not necessarily fair to him or the entire situation, because we really don't know how deep that goes. We know there's a lot
okay.
of racism.
So do you think the guy is a racist or just stupid?
I think he's maybe he's a little bit of both.
Down south is very popular down there.
Yes. There is I'll give you a perfect example just to show you how pervasive it is. I have a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, that had lived up here in the Northeast his entire life. He got married years ago and moved to North Carolina, figuring, you know, he's going to start that quote unquote American dream. It's more expensive.
American dream. We have that here.
Like I said, quote unquote, the American dream. And went down south to North Carolina and picked off the tree. You can taste the racism. So he decided to move back up to the Northeast, and it's, you know, it was kind of hard because there's a complete different, like I said last week, it's like culture shock. Whereas the racism is not as open in New York. Most people, whoever have racist views, racist values, it'll come out in other ways. It just won't be as blatant as you end lover this, or, you know, you go do whatever. And then in down south, you walk up to the hello, and then the other person will call you whatever racial epithet they can think of right to your face.
Thank you, and keep on walking.
Exactly. You know, hey, how you doing? I'm okay. And then they keep it moving. And that's just basically how it goes. Whereas in the Northeast and Florida, some other areas around the country, it's completely different.
I just find it funny that, you know, here's this little kid having a good time on the bus. But this chant that's been going on, this chant has been going on for years now.
Yeah, I think it's going on, I think, since 2011, I believe, at least.
On a cruise, on a carnival cruise, where they saw this chant. So, but my question is, why, if you know it's wrong to sing it, if you're deeply sorry, why sing it in the first place? And I'd like to know who's the idiot who recorded it, knowing that it's not going to go viral, and people are not going to, you know, be upset by this chant.
Exactly.
You know, keep it, if you're going to keep it among us, we keep things among us. Not go out in public going World Star or YouTube or anything like that.
Yeah. We that follow sports know of Pat Riley. And Pat Riley has always, the reason why I bring up his name is because he always has a saying, is that any business that you have, you keep it in-house. You don't bring your personal business or any kind of business outside. And this is what happens when you open up the window and let people see what's going on, because then everybody looks and then they have a chance to judge. And if this is how you really feel behind your window and you get caught on camera or TV, whatever, World Star, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, it's all out there for everybody to disseminate and get all over. So that's what's going to happen.
All right. True. So continuing with this, either racism or a stereotype, California attorney Kamala Harris is forming a petition to legalize the killing of gay people.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a joke.
That is real serious.
No, I know it's serious. It's a joke.
Why is it a joke? If it's serious.
Yeah.
And people are really signing this petition. So this petition is not really a joke. It's getting serious. Like, people are out there saying it's okay to kill gay people.
And of all places, California. Where there's a huge gay community out there, gay, lesbian, transgender, huge community. And the fact that it's called, and I have to read the actual name of the law,
just
to show you how silly it and damaging it sounds. It is called the Sodomite Suppression Act. The Sodomite Suppression Act in Orange County. This is a lawyer's name is Matt McLaughlin. He paid a $200 filing fee in February, and voters are going to be able to vote on it November 2016.
Well, so you
put
know
that on
be,
the ballot for 2017.
Of course, so you know there will be a huge protest going on back over there.
It is absolutely.
Don't be surprised. California is a crazy state.
No. San Francisco and parts thereof that have a huge gay community, very vocal, lots of people that
exactly.
are in government, that are yeah. within the community, will shoot this down. It'll probably be shot down by the end of the year.
Exactly.
It won't even
exactly.
make it that far. The fact that it was even suggested and brought up as some kind of ordinance is enough to make the person that brought it up get in trouble. I mean, let's say you're trying to run for, you want to run for president down the road. And what your first, the first thing you're going to do is locally try and get your own political career going. And the first thing that anybody's going to know about in your name is, I'm writing a bill where it's good to actually kill gay people. Really?
So if, let us say for God forbid, something like this does pass,
or
go to the next level. I want to do a petition of killing black people, of killing Latinos,
and
of killing Asians,
exactly.
killing women
Yo,
in general.
That is a slippery slope because you're really one step away from that actually happening.
You know, they kill black people in the past.
Yes.
Let's bring it back.
Yeah, I have to read the proposal because this is probably the most asinine thing I've read this week.
I couldn't even read it. I attempted
yes.
to, but like
you can
said,
read.
I can.
Okay, very good.
Yes.
It's asinine. I couldn't
yes.
even.
I couldn't
bring myself to do it.
I will,
you know what?
Yeah.
I came through it. I got the gist, and that was it. I just refused.
This is how nonsensical this sounds. Basically, the proposal requires the execution of anyone who touches a person of the same sex for sexual gratification by, quote, bullets to the head or by any other convenient method.
So, Sean and I, we made out that one time years ago.
Bite your tongue.
What? I was drunk, Sean. I'm sorry, okay? I was drunk.
So what are you and Mikey
going to
do?
Me and Mikey? Hey, you never know. But then again,
but Mikey likes it. Doesn't Mikey
yeah.
like everything?
Hey.
Yeah, that's why he has his own cereal commercial. Hey, you know, hey.
I'm the third wheel when I hang out with these two clowns.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Legit.
Yes, and I'm the only one that's not drinking.
No.
Go figure. This is crazy. Private citizens would be allowed to step in and act as executioners
what?
If the state didn't within a year, meaning that the murder of gay and lesbian people would effectively be legalized.
So, but is it legal to carry guns in California? I doubt it.
I'm not sure.
So, if I'm saying Anitra is gay with a lesbian lover, I'm going over there to kill them because it's legal.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill you ladies. By two knives, one for each?
It
a gun?
The fact that anyone even conceived this, and then it got to the point that it got to legislation, to get a filing fee looked at, to be applied in the court, to be able to get this far, is asinine.
That's silly.
The measure also would make it illegal with the threat of a $1 million fine, up to 10 years in prison, and permanent expulsion from the state to advocate for gay rights to an audience that includes minors. And it would require posting the measure's language prominently in public school classrooms. Do you hear this nonsense?
So you cannot preach gayness?
You cannot preach. You cannot teach. You can't do anything of the sort that has anything to do with being gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual. That is the most ridiculous thing I've heard.
So I cannot show porn outside now?
Probably not.
Oh, okay, well.
Because isn't most of the good porn that men like
girl-on-girl? Yes, most guys do like girl-on-girl action.
Say,
but most guys.
The Sodomite Suppression Act. I still can't get. That is almost comical to even say. It sounds like something out of a. It sounds like something out of a stand-up routine. You know.
Yeah.
Well, it has no chance of passing, and if it did, it would set the country back.
They will do it. That's for controversy, to get people's attention. But why is California? California is a screw up state. I'm sorry, guys. It's the truth. And it's nothing but the absolute truth.
Yeah. Go figure.
Talk about Hollywood and all that stuff. I have a little bit pet peeve, but a little bit angry issues about the One Direction guy.
God.
You know, that.
Don't tell me you just started to weep and cry yourself.
I cried my behind off like crazy when I heard Zan, Malik, whatever his name is, leaving One Direction. Because One Direction is a great band, okay? I went through the Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, NSYNC, and whoever boy bands out there. And when I found out that he was leaving the band, like the millions of kids out there, and even adults.
They're there.
You are so full of it.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. Okay. I don't give a damn about this group, but still.
Oh, of course.
But the reaction.
That's scary.
Is really scary.
Really scary.
Girls, no. People called out from work because they couldn't bear the news. People was crying, posting it on the website, pleading for this guy to come back. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, or fans of One Direction. Life goes on.
Hey, look at what happened with Menudo way back in the 80s. They switch out members of Menudo once they reach a certain age. Yeah. And I think there's like 6 or 7
they
members of Menudo.
Out.
Yeah, they get older, and they move, you know.
The kid is 22. He said he wants to live a normal life. There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
He has his millions and millions of dollars, which I am jealous of. I wish I have some.
Oh, of course.
You know, I take a spot in One Direction. I could sing. La.
We don't want to get rid of the listeners we have left.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, so just keep that in mind.
You know,
okay, go ahead.
It's like when New Kids on the Block, when we kids.
Yes.
Okay, remember when they disappeared? Girls crying.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
They had feelings.
Yes. Even, I'll do one better. I remember, and this is much more recent, when the Britney Spears stuff started to go on. And you had people on Facebook, oh, leave Britney alone, and oh, goodness, and stop attacking her, and oh, good Lord. I understand fans are loyal. There's a difference between having loyal fans and being fanatics. And
these are
fanatics that have gone a little bit too far with their fanaticism, and they've actually kind of lost it a little bit.
Nothing new.
Of course,
nothing new, but no, it's gonna work.
You see what happened with the Beatles?
Yes.
No, but that was music back then.
Yeah, but
that was good music back then. This is One Direction. Okay, I'm sorry.
How about Michael Jackson? I remember where there was a concert that he did. I believe it was 1993 or 94.
Really? You remember the year?
I kind of remember the year because I actually watched the concert, and it was on HBO. And I remember he would bring. Usually during his concert, he usually brings a couple of women or fans to come up on the stage, and then he would sing to them, and then they would, you know, they could touch his hand, and he would sing to them, and then as soon as they get off the stage, and they pass out, they drag them off the stage like their dead carcass is being buried somewhere, and then this is the kind of stuff that happens. People passing out, somebody touched Michael Jackson's hair, and then just passed out like they got the Holy Ghost. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, hallelujah.
These are the kinds of things that happen with these really big fans. And when, in a lot of instances, when you don't have anything else to root for, you root even more so for what you're used to. And that's the person you listen to on the radio, person you listen to online. I'm sure it was the same way for Frank Sinatra at some point. So,
anyway. But once again, those are artists, real singers, real entertainers. Not
tell that to the people out there and let them see.
Well, you One Direction fans or fanatics.
Yeah.
Life goes on. Carry on. There will be another boy band that you will cry over. Trust me, we've been there, done that.
Yeah.
You know. But other than that, let's move on to the next subject.
Yes, because I don't know how much you can do.
I don't even know why this is a topic of conversation.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. No, it's real serious. People think it's
news.
Yeah. But you know what? There is an audience for anybody.
Oh, of course.
We have an audience.
Yeah.
And we thank you.
And we thank you very much for joining us.
Very much.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. You guys are not fanatics. You guys are fans. And hopefully you'll stay on until next week.
Yes.
That's what we count on. Come back with us the next week.
Hey, you know what? If you have questions or comments or suggestions, you could tweet us at the Absolute 100. At the Absolute 100 on Twitter. Facebook, oh, not yet. I'm still working on it.
Yeah.
You know, well, I'm waiting for my engineer to stop drinking, you know, so she could get to work. Well, other than that, Let's talk about interracial dating.
Oh, of course.
Not too much about it, because this is going to be like a long part series to build up to our future topics about race and stereotypes. But something happened to us last week at a shopping mall in King's Plaza in Brooklyn. Sean, can you take over and tell them what happened?
Okay, this is basically what happened. All three of us, after the show, we just went to get something to eat, look around, walk around, kill some time. And the thing that you are probably would be used to...
Oh, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Sean Black is black. Well, go figure by his last name.
Yeah.
The Hot Rod is black, and Anitra B is white. Caucasian.
Yes.
Caucasian American. You know.
Finally acknowledge it.
Yes.
Nice to know.
Yes.
And it's recorded.
Yes, it's recorded for all prosperity.
No, no, I'm going to talk about you later. I'm going to talk about you off air.
Off air.
Yeah. But carry on.
But basically, we went into a couple of the malls, stores, went to Best Buy, walked around.
Wouldn't let me shop because they're just rude.
Of course. So as we walked in, I noticed first, and then Anitra noticed, and then Hot Rod noticed.
Well, not too late because
you was already too drunk anyway.
Yeah.
But noticed that we were getting those googly-eyed looks like, oh, wow, who are you? Why are you with them? You know, and then it's, you know, we've known each other for years, so there's no problem with us hanging out and, you know, just enjoying each other's company. But apparently it's against the law to do that in any shopping mall in this country. And in any setting where you have, I guess, two black men and one white female, there's always that thought process in the eyes of others, like, why are you hanging with them?
Well, like when we went to wrestling.
Yes.
Last summer, the summer before, we went to Coney Island.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yes.
The look at eyes was one female.
Yes.
With, what, eight, nine?
Eight black guys.
Do you remember how the cops looked at us?
Yes, exactly. Do you need any production? Was everything okay?
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
Silly.
And that's the crazy thing, you know. But, you know, those stereotypes are going to continue to happen. And as many times as we talk about, well, there's got to be openness and we have to have tolerance and all that, it's never going to end.
Well, the reason why I brought this up, because Anish and I, we've been drinking partners for quite some time, and we experience the same thing, too. And this is two guys, one girl. So why are we getting looked because we're hanging out with a white lady? Like, we're not dating each other. We're not screwing each other for me and Sean that one time.
Bite your tongue.
Well, he doesn't know. He doesn't remember that part.
There's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
and it doesn't involve me. So.
But there have been many times Anitra and I, we sit at the bar, and we get looked, especially from black women.
Yes.
On my part.
Yes.
So where I see, like, how can this guy hanging out with that white devil?
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying
that's best there. We're friends. We're not holding hands. We're not sitting close. We're just like this.
Yes.
Sitting.
Yes.
And we will still get the look.
Yes.
But it drives people crazy. Like, okay, are they dated? But once again, why is he with her
and not with me?
What
the main thing is, what right does she have to be around him? That's usually the thought process. And you can hear sometimes the conversation.
We went into, it was a restaurant in Flatbush.
That
restaurant went on the corner.
Yes.
You know when you can feel it on the back?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you can feel it. You
I
can
felt it.
Yeah.
He's gonna get kicked out.
I'm gonna get kicked out because, like, it's not that silly, but in this generation now, it was happening 30 years ago. I'm like, okay, Anitra, I don't know you like that.
This day and age is sad.
It really is sad. It's really sad in the fact that at some point, I treat everybody the same.
Yeah.
And that's basically the way you should. Either you can't stand everybody's guts, or you like everybody. There's usually no middle ground.
Yeah, but people do not like Anitra, well, to some defense. For once, I'm defending you a little bit.
Yeah.
Because they're being prejudiced or go by the stereotype. Like, okay, I'm with a white girl right now.
Yeah.
I cannot handle a sister. So
yeah.
Let me go to the white girl.
Yeah.
Or the white girl cannot handle your people. So you go run to a black guy, you know.
Yeah.
Or you like the black guy for the size, which is not always the truth. No, I'm a victim of him. Yes, I could relate.
My goodness.
But besides that,
oh, Lord.
Hey, as long as it works, I'm happy. It's like, you know, not just her, but I have another good white friend that I hang out with all the time, you guys know, and she's a beautiful woman, and we still get a dirty look. But she's like 7 foot, and I'm 5 feet.
Yeah.
Not 7 feet tall.
But she's taller than me.
She's exaggerating.
But she's taller than
she's
me.
Taller than you.
Okay, then. There's no way I'm going to date a tall woman.
Sometimes you do that.
Okay, that's them. Not me. Not the King of Kings.
Oh, cool.
I have so much pride.
It's silly. It doesn't make any sense. I've encountered this my entire life.
Yeah.
I just ignore it.
Yes, but you have to admit, it did hurt you in the beginning. Because you, not to put out all your business, you date black men, right?
I do.
Okay. Oh.
Did you hear that gulp after
yeah.
that?
You
I
date
do.
Black men, right?
I
Sean,
haven't.
Have you ever dated a white woman before?
Actually, I haven't.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had. I guess I've never had the opportunity.
No. But then again, you
but
don't.
Would you?
I would have no problem with that. I don't discriminate. I don't care.
You
woman
know,
is a woman.
Like, I don't look at it like that either way. Like, people, a lot of my friends have approached me because it is true. The majority of men I've dated.
99.9.
Not 99.9.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
But,
98. The other part is either Spanish or white. Go ahead.
But it kind of always just fell that way. It's not like I went out and looked. It's not like, it kind of just...
You're just attracted to who you're attracted to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I don't look at it like, oh, me, that guy.
Yeah.
I look at it like, okay, I'm interested in this man.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's black, white, Latino, whatever.
But
that has no bearing.
Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
But overall picture, does race have to make a difference in dating someone? Like, you know what? You go by a stereotype. You know what? I cannot date a black guy because they don't have jobs or they can't support their kids.
Not for
or,
me, I don't care.
You know, or,
you're just human. You're just a screw-up, regardless. If you're not going to be a screw-up because you're black or because you're white. You're a screw-up because you're a screw-up.
Exactly.
And
but
that's the
you,
problem.
Okay, well, you dated a black man. You don't have to give us full details. You have experienced the eyes, the look.
Oh, of course.
And... people have ever threatened you or talked to you or...
I've had...
Or be confronted. That's the word I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I've been confronted. There's never been a physical altercation.
Well, that's good.
No, never.
Yeah.
But I've been confronted. Actually, I made one female laugh. She ended up buying me a drink.
Oh. I think I remember you telling me that story.
I told
you yeah,
story.
Yes.
She approached me in a restroom.
Yes.
But it's just... it's all how you take it. I see it this way. Everybody has a right to their own opinion.
Yes.
Okay?
But everybody has the right to their opinion, but once again, we're all based on stereotypes. Everything is based on stereotypes. And so once you see, I think there's a problem with when people see a black man with a white woman compared to a black woman with a white guy.
Yes.
Well,
it doesn't
make no sense.
Yeah.
But it's not about, like, the black man with a white woman, the black man is...
he's just trying to spread his seed.
Or like it's like an ultimate insult towards the black woman.
Yeah.
Because you know the black. I'm not saying all black females. Okay. Don't attack me on this, but because the black females have the weave, they have the attitude, or
which is still another stereotype. Everybody that jumps on, and
yeah.
There's that big difference.
Or because the white woman doesn't fight as hard.
Not true.
Or does not give that much hard time to the black man
not
as a sister. I'm not saying true, but that's like the basic stereotype.
Those are the big stereotypes that always go
I
around.
Know I'm a pain in the ass.
And with that, we drop the mic and walk away. Party done.
You heard it live right here, folks.
The two of you are a stick of chocolate. Uh-huh.
You're
both pain in the
ass. Well, we are chocolate. Thank you for noticing.
I actually will admit it. The hot rod won't. So.
No, I am perfect.
Uh-oh.
I'm a good human being.
If you hear static going through your whatever you're listening to our show through, that's the lightning
Listen,
that's going
to... I treat my baby mama well. I treat all my ladies well, lady friends.
Yes, clarify.
No. Yeah,
clarify
not just
because
that.
The one person that may listen to this will probably beat you senseless.
Listen, let the baby mama drama listen
and
to this
we'll
show.
Watch.
Oh, and then we'll put it on the
air.
Of course.
Yeah, let me get my butt kicked for entertainment.
Of course.
To bring in more viewers.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem with that.
Yeah, of course. You probably make a t-shirt out of it and just print it out and send them. Yeah.
I got my ass kicked by baby mama drama.
Oh, of course.
Ultimately, Has it hurt my feelings in the past? Of course it has. I'm not going to lie and say it hasn't.
Yeah, you're human.
But has it changed the way I am? Absolutely not. They can kick rocks.
Yes.
I don't care. It's really what it is.
Yeah.
But what about the people? I'm just saying names. Sean Black, I only date white women. Is there something wrong with that mindset?
No. It's your preference.
Yeah.
If it's not light, it's not right. That's
not
you heard that before.
Yes,
I've heard
before.
That one, yes. Exactly. And you shouldn't be judged based on
that. Well, you're going to.
Yeah, you're going to, but exactly. And that's the whole thing. Yeah. And
when you pay my bills and
you
live my life,
exactly.
Then you can have something to say. Other than that, people.
And then there are people that will date many different races. Oriental, Asian American, Hispanic, Jewish. It goes, there's so many different people that are out there. And when you are able to just separate your prejudices and just be open-minded and date anybody that is interesting to you and not to who you think is going to look, well, my friends are going to say this or they're going to say that.
Who cares?
Who cares?
You care, but in the beginning, you do care. It doesn't, you have to go through the experience like, you know what, enough is enough. I've been hurt enough. Party done.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Exactly.
You know.
Do what makes you happy. Without hurting anyone in the process. That's all you have to do.
Exactly.
So make me happy, guys, and donate money to me.
Let's see what I have here. I got a shiny quarter.
Hey, it's the start.
Yeah.
No, the reason I say that is I want to start off with pet peeves of the week. And I want to recall, once again, my pet peeve of last week of Pastor... What's his name again?
Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Dollar bills. No, because I criticized him. I cursed him out because he has $65 million for a private jet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have to admit, I watched his video explaining why he needs his private jet.
What was his explanation?
To go around.
They lied.
The law says that he needs a new jet. But his old jet stopped working.
He can't get on a plane like
you know
anybody.
Why? I think he probably feels that the devil messed with the engines.
Mm-hmm.
And if he travels in there, there's all the sin.
All that sin.
Spinning around in his...
So, in this video, it explained that, I think, I'm not making the numbers up, but like, if 5,000 people donated, it could be $300,000 or $3,000.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I'm going to sneeze. I think that's the devil
yeah,
talking.
It is. Yeah, there you
that's
go.
It.
That's
I'm sorry. Something else,
I do pass gas, but that's a different time.
Yeah, thank goodness this is smell-o-vision.
Yeah, but no, it was $3,000 within 5,000 people.
You had the audacity to break this down and sound sincere in the video about where this money is going.
But you know what?
And there are people that are going to do it.
That's why I need to apologize to. So Pastor
Creflo
Dollar. He's full of crap. He's a scam artist. And you know what? Feel free to Twitter to him that the hot rod from the absolute truth, he's a scam artist.
And he
won't call to the show, be my guest.
Yes.
And put a blessing on my show, be my guest. If you want to pray to God to cancel the show.
He's afraid he's going
to
put a hat hitch in a hooey.
I'm not afraid of this guy, okay? He could kiss my behind.
Uh-oh.
But I need to apologize to him because it's not his fault. If he have people to donate money, why not?
Well,
if he have millions of followers to believe in his crap,
yes,
to believe in his spreading of the word of the Lord or that healing nonsense or whatever he does, I don't know.
Yes,
if millions of people will donate money to him, you cannot be upset with him.
P.T. Barnum said a long time ago, "There's a sucker born in every minute." And if you believe that a human male that is supposedly teaching the word or teaching the gospel actually needs, instead of wants, needs a brand new jet, not a Cessna plane that would probably cost maybe $100,000, something of that nature that would make more sense from, like, okay, I'm a multimillionaire. I don't pay taxes on the tithings that come into the church. So I'm just going to go ahead and say, with my plane, and I have maybe my wife and a couple of other people, and we fly to different cities so that we can preach. And if he said something like that, you would not get anywhere near the outrage that's going on now. But it's the audacity that he had to come up and say what he said and then break it down like it's a business proposal.
Oh, it was a good 6-minute video.
It was like a sizzle video for a brand new television. And he went out there and he was sitting in a plane when he was doing it. And, you know, the Lord says that we need to go out and I want to touch as many people as I can and I want to go. These are the frauds that are out there under the guise of religion that are the true.
How can you say that, brother?
Exactly. Those are the
that's the devil talking.
Yes. It's that snakeskin oil that you hear about from the 1800s that the salesmen will walk through in the South and say, well, this can heal arthritis and it can cure cancer and it can cure blindness. And all it is like, you know, water and pickle juice. And go ahead and rub this all over your eyes. It'll cure blindness. No, it won't. It made it worse.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? And that's the sad part. People will believe anything. That's why. What Sean said like a couple of days ago, when you watch commercials, you look at the bottom of the screen, do not attempt or do not
yes.
try this at home because people are stupid enough to try it.
Exactly. And then
you
the
know.
Companies have to cover themselves with legal speak by putting a disclaimer on the bottom of the screen of the commercial to make sure. I'll give you another example of that same thing. Do you remember this sports movie that came out called The Program? It came out back in 92, 93.
You're going way back.
Yes,
you can't remember
I'm dating myself, but yes. It was a movie about a high school athlete that went to college, became a starting running back. He became very, very popular, but he had an issue.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a part of the movie where, for team building purposes, all of the team, or a good chunk of the team, lie down on the highway and from foot to head, lay down in the street and let cars go past them. They would stay in the street to make sure nobody would move until the cars were gone. And that was supposed to build team solidarity. They had to put a disclaimer in the movie after it was revealed because there were idiots that were repeating the same thing that was going on in the movie. So when you do stuff like that, especially in this country, where apparently people will do anything that they see. If you see a movie and somebody puts a fake phone number in there, how many people are going to try to call that number the second they see it?
Okay.
That's why they start off with 555.
Okay, but
you know?
But you should know common sense.
No one has common sense anymore.
Common sense
that's the problem.
Anymore.
So, okay, in that case, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord told me today,
God.
Hallelujah, they should donate money towards our drinking problem. I mean, our funds of the show. Because I am paying for the show, so please, ladies and gentlemen, if you have it, please donate.
Lay a hand on your wallet.
Yes,
and pull out the green back.
Yes, sir.
And let it yield the bills.
Woo! I'm
and
feeling
it.
And
it will be saved.
Just give us your money.
That makes the most sense. Don't give me that BS just say, we want your money.
Give us your money.
Thank you.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Money.
That's all. Well, once again, Mr. Pastor Dalla, continue doing your thing. Keep robbing people blind. In
of
the
course.
End, God will judge you. Pen drop.
Party done.
Okay, Josh, what is your pet peeve of the week?
Oh, yes, my pet peeve of the week. Do you know when you're half asleep? Let's say you try to get a good night's sleep.
What's that?
Yeah, well, for somebody that has children or a child, yeah, you can kind of, I don't have any children, so I don't have that worry. But here's one thing. You're asleep. 9 a.m, 9:30 a.m, 8:50, whatever in the morning. The phone rings. But you don't know who it is. It's some sort of phone number somewhere out in the middle of Wisconsin or somewhere in Texas or somewhere in Florida. And they call, rings 4 times, wakes you up in the middle of your sleep. They never leave a message. That these telemarketers, bill collectors, whatever they are, anybody that has ever experienced that, especially me, you, anyone else, that will piss anybody off to the nth degree. And the reason why it's upsetting is because by law, you're not supposed to call anybody if you're doing, let's say, a call from a telemarketing between the hours of, if it's 9 to 5, or I think 9 to 6, anytime after those times is, I believe, illegal. And there are websites that are out there of people that complain about, oh, this person called, and they called and left a message and said, the ones that leave a message at least, and say, well, this is a call about you just won the lottery, or you just won this, or you just won that, which is a bunch of nonsense. And it's ridiculous, because if you're going to call me, and anyone that has ever called me and listened to my voicemail knows, if you don't leave a message, you never call. And that's the way I treat it. But, you know, when you have to hear constantly, somebody calls a house, but never leaves a message, and then they call again 15 minutes later, and they call 20 minutes later.
Okay, but my question to you is, what is a house phone?
You know,
who uses a house phone today?
You know, it's called a landline, you know?
What was that? A landline?
Yes. A landline. Go figure.
I don't use it.
Yeah.
That's old school.
Yes. Thank God for Google. I can find out what these idiots that are calling, who they are, what they're calling for.
Did you really Google?
Yes, I do.
Yes. Well, why pick up this unplugged phone?
I don't pick up the phone, but the thing is, I have the house phone has call block, and we block all 30 numbers already.
Well, nobody call a house phone anymore. That's what I'm like, what is the house phone?
Trust me, people call. And people don't use their house phone, but I guess we're stuck in the 80s.
Okay, on that note.
Yes.
Miss Anitra B.
Yes.
You seem like you have a lot on your mind right now.
No.
Well, do you have any pet peeves of the week?
Yes. I can't stand it when you get pulled over for absolutely no reason.
Okay.
Was the cop bored? Were they going for donuts or coffee?
Maybe someone was speeding.
No, I was not speeding. I didn't even get a ticket, okay? I was not speeding. I didn't... No, there was no reason for me to get pulled over. There was no reason. I was bored. I don't know. I didn't ask him. What did I do? He had no answer for me.
So he didn't even know.
This is boring.
A warning for what?
He's warning you, he's going to pull you over again for no reason.
I don't even know. Like, it made no sense. I stopped at the light, go around the block. I'm like...
She's terribly traumatized, as you can hear in her voice.
Yeah, that's why she's not talking too much today, because the cop pulled her over. But you know why you did not get a ticket? Because you're white. Because...
What does that have to do with
climbing down? Yeah. No, but Sean and I... got pulled over. Yes, I'm using the race car because it is the truth.
No.
We will be in a coffin right now or in a body bag. And because you're a woman, you're white, and you have certain body features, you got away with murder again.
Body features? I guess she's a robot now.
Apparently.
Yes.
Well,
you know,
this is the 2015 model now? Well,
you know,
upgrade?
I don't want to talk about other things on her body right
now,
Mom.
Do that. Please.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
So that's why I say body features.
No, for absolutely no reason. I wasn't speeding. I wasn't going through a light. I wasn't at a stop. People know for absolutely
so,
no
so there was no illegal K-turn or illegal U-turn?
No.
Nothing like that?
No.
You weren't double parked?
No.
Okay.
I was actually slowing down because the light was turning red.
Ah.
And I was gonna.
So he probably pulled you over because you were moving the car in the small amount of time that it took from the light to go from yellow to red.
No,
and
that's
that law that they just put in there.
No, what happened was there's a white girl in a black neighborhood right now, so he's trying to save her life. Like, listen, you're in the wrong hood at the wrong time. Thank you for coming, but get out.
No good wrong hood, right?
But it was a waste of my time and noise. Shit.
Okay. All
there
right.
Goes that PG-13 right.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Mr. Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here we go.
Pet peeve of the week. What you got?
My pet peeve of the week. Wow. Where should I begin?
Oh, this sounds more like
pet peeves. Worse than me.
This sounds like pet peeves of the week.
No, for me, anyone that rides the New York City subway
know
how hectic it is.
Yes.
The fare went up last week. I'm a firm believer. You pay for what you get.
What's the fare now?
It's $275 now.
It is?
Wow.
Yes.
I do the monthly. I pay $116.
Yeah, that went up. It's $116.50 for a monthly third. For those that don't know, in New York City, we have a MetroCard system. You can pay either for a 7-day pass, you can get a 30-day pass, or you can get just a regular ride. And the regular ride, the base went up from $2.50 and it went up a quarter, so it's $2.75.
True. It's very expensive. And, like, once again, I agree, you pay for what you get.
Yeah.
You will raise up our fare, but give us something back at the same time.
Yeah.
These crowded trains are not worth for what you're paying right now.
Yeah.
Especially when you have to deal with stupid people on the train that take up the space with the big strollers, the big carts.
Yeah.
They don't fold it, or people taking 3 seats because they're overweight and they put their bag on the seat next to them. Like, really? What's up with that?
Yeah.
So my pet peeve is the MTA.
Okay.
MTA could kiss my black behind.
Uh-oh.
They all those board members can go to hell.
Because,
You know, they're getting the big bonuses regardless.
Yeah.
But once again, it's always on the little people. It's always on the low-income family that rely on MTA.
Yeah.
But the service that they provide for us people suck.
Yeah.
You're still late for work. You still deal with overcrowdedness. And with overcrowdedness, you deal with people's attitude where everybody's upset.
And, of course, you have to deal with all the construction that's been going on in New York City. So you have less service and, like you said, more headaches.
More
which
headaches.
Is inevitable. It's going to happen. We're just getting out of probably one of the worst winters we've had in years. And then you're still having to deal with all those people that are on the trains and then the buses. You still got to deal with the streets being messed up. So infrastructure is messed up. Sidewalks are ruined. Streets have potholes the size of cars. You know,
so if you're not taking the MTA, you got to deal with potholes on the road.
Yeah.
Not dealing with the potholes on the road, you got to take the MTA or you got to take the bus.
And yeah.
So your potholes cost money.
Yes, and there are no.
I had to replace my tire, and it's a minimal cost of $130.
Yeah, busted axles are huge. I believe that the MTA, the Department of Transportation were filling. I forgot how many. I think 30,000 potholes.
Over the winter period.
Over just the winter period.
Winter period.
And they're still filling them as we speak.
Yeah.
Because there are way too many to just say, well, we're done, that's it. So you got to also understand, for those that don't live in the New York area, the MTA is the only agency available for that kind of thing. Unless you want to get a cab or you're going to get on a bike and then, you know, ride
get on a bike, you might get hit a pothole too.
Yeah, or you might get hit by somebody that's in traffic because they're trying to get out of the way and drive it in the bike lane. You know,
I wouldn't drive a bike in there.
No,
yeah.
But that's my first pet peeve.
Oh, Lord.
But as I said, this was turning into pet peeves.
Yeah.
My second pet peeve, it may be a little bit controversial, but then again, this is absolute truth.
Okay.
I don't mind and understand why people is on welfare. Welfare is a system to help out. You don't have a job, you have a certain amount of kids, but I cannot stand people that use a system to live off the system while us hardworking people bust our asses every day to support these freeloading people. Any of us could be on welfare at any minute. Don't get me wrong.
But that's there to help.
It's to help.
Exactly.
But if you see a woman to have 3 or 4 or 5 kids,
because she also get a bigger check.
She get a bigger check. I'm working 10, 12 hours a day. I don't make that much money. But for me to work hard to see Samantha or Tamika or Sandra or whatever her name is, all she has to do is keep having babies every year.
Yeah, but didn't they cut that? Didn't they change that?
No. I think it's still out there.
It's still out there. I have people that still work in the office and, like, you'd be surprised. I'm not saying any race. Well, you'd be surprised by
it. No, but it's all inclusive.
It happens with everybody.
Well, due to the stereotype, people would say there's mostly white people that's on the welfare system, or the black people's on the welfare
I'm
system,
sure
or the Mexicans.
Yeah.
The Mexicans come to this country, first thing they do is go on welfare.
I have the, I think it's the job center, which is by my, it's a block away from where I live.
Yeah.
And I you can see the line in the morning.
It's crazy. There are a lot of people that abuse the system, which is the reason why it's in such. When Bill Clinton tried to clean up the welfare system when he was in office, and he tried to make sure that it wasn't being taken advantage of, you heard this uproar. Oh well, what are you doing? And I can't believe you're doing what you're doing, and you're going to bankrupt it. I got news for you: the welfare system is screwed up now. And so is Social Security. That's going to be bankrupt in X amount of years.
By the time we need Social Security, there will be none for us.
Here's your $250 death benefit. Pay for your own funeral. Party done.
It's sad that people actually use the term, I'll teach you how to work this.
Exactly.
That's
sad. But
yes.
Of course, but you know what? When you have...
But then people that actually need it.
Yeah.
I think that's my biggest pet peeve.
People who actually gotten turned down. And if you look at legitimately, they should have gotten the help, but they got turned down, which is ridiculous.
But the person that probably do have a job, who probably has 5 or 10 kids, I have one child. One child is driving me crazy right now.
Yeah.
I love my son. Don't get me wrong. I will never take that away. I have no regrets. But it does take a lot to raise one kid.
Yes.
And I'm part of the working class.
Yeah.
Poor working class. But to be on welfare, to have 4 or 5 kids, how much money are you getting?
Yeah. And then the thing is...
Is it that much?
Everybody else that are working are the ones that are actually footing the bill for the people that are taking advantage of welfare.
Well, first of all, don't they get, don't you have options either? You can go into the project. I think the projects are, $200-$300 a month.
Girl, there's more scandals to the system than we know.
Or you can do that, I'm sorry, I don't know the correct term for this, half your rent... Or
I think Section 8 is what you're
Section
probably thinking.
Section 8.
Yeah.
But there's so many, and a single woman who's quote-unquote single that has multiple children can qualify for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what?
And they don't check. It's ridiculous.
They do that, but my problem with the females or the guys, it go both ways. But for the females that will have multiple children, just to get a check.
Yeah. Having babies is your job, and that is ridiculous.
But you know what? Parenting is very hard.
Of course.
That would be another topic for another 2
hours.
Oh,
yeah.
Parenting,
we got tons of topics. Tons, yes.
But to have a child doesn't get a check. The check is not that much. You will make more money working.
Yeah.
And that's what I just don't understand. Yes, you get $500 a week. You probably could get more if you get your education for your child. And you know what? There's free programs for your child. To get daycare, which I respect that, but to stay home, to open your legs, to get a check, either way, by the government or from the daddy, quote unquote, is it worth it?
These people, it is.
But okay, so what? When your children become all screwed up and everything,
and those are the ones that suffer the most.
Who do you blame?
Yeah. Those are the ones that
the system, the parenting, or the.
You blame the system who allows it.
Yeah, and the problem is it's perceived that any kind of welfare reform, irregardless of who does it, is being racist because it's perceived that the majority of people that are on welfare are black.
But
when that is
not
the case,
not true.
Because from what the things that I've read, this has been documented, but it doesn't get promoted much. I believe it's 60% of the people on welfare are white.
A white.
And
because,
people don't realize that.
Because they're in the redneck area.
Yeah, down.
Those are the ones that's on welfare.
A lot
not
of places
New York,
in the poor
not
South,
mm-hmm.
Texas, Louisiana, mm-hmm. certain areas of the southern states and the Bible Belt. There are a lot of poor white people that need welfare, and they have 4, 5, 6 children. And the way that it's been portrayed is that it's not the white people that are on welfare. It's mostly blacks and lower income Hispanics. You don't really see the other side of welfare. And that's part of the problem. So to be able to try to correct that kind of cluster, I'd say the rest of the word, but this is a PG-13 broadcast, that takes a lot of work. And since apparently Congress doesn't want to get along with anything, it probably will be about another 50 years before they get anything going. So that's the reason why the United States is looked at in the light that it is from other people.
But when Obama and his people want to cut down welfare, it was a big, oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's not looking out for us. Like, really?
What's wrong with Guinness? There are jobs out there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Go to McDonald's. Bus table. Do something.
And the thing was, there was welfare. There were incentives tied to welfare that were meant to get you a job while you're on it so that you can gradually get yourself off of welfare. And I don't know what's happened with those. I have to read up a little more on that. But this is the kinds of things that regular everyday people have to deal with. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we covered a lot today.
Yeah, we've gone the gambit, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone from Creflo Dollar to welfare, and in between talked about a gay killing bill.
Which is what we did.
What was it called again? Sodomite Suppression Act. It sounds like something that you would hear on Mad TV.
But that is awesome. Do you remember? I'm sorry, I don't remember which election this happened in, but who was a ficus tree? Ficus tree ran for president.
I remember.
Do you remember
that? Yes,
Bush?
I think so.
Or Clinton.
It might have been Bush. I think it was Bush.
First Bush.
Yeah.
Rob, do you remember this?
No, I don't remember anything. I'm old.
They were doing, it was sort of like a joke just to see what the public would do.
Yes.
They put a ficus tree on the ballot.
Yes.
And did you know that ficus tree got like 1 or 2% of the vote?
Because once again, as we discussed earlier,
People
are stupid. Yeah, overall.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's stupid.
People just don't pay attention.
It's just like how in California when Arnold Schwarzenegger won the governorship.
Awesome.
And if you remember during that re-election bid, he took over and then they had this huge amount of people that were trying to run.
Mm-hmm.
And you had washed up actors, porn stars.
Yeah.
You had a homeless person that was on the street. I mean, it ran from one direction to the other. No pun intended, of course. And
you have to go to one direction, right? You have to go there.
Yeah. But that goes to show you how screwed up the government is. You know, I mean, California has no money. They're about bankrupt. If they aren't bankrupt, they'll be bankrupt soon. And then you got another 30, 40 years before the big earthquake takes, you know, I have family out in California. So when that eventually happens and California goes out into the Pacific, it'd be crazy. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I ended on a really depressing note, but we got WrestleMania to watch.
Yes.
That's what we get.
So, any final thoughts, Sean Black?
My rebuttal is, I rebut.
What was that?
I don't know.
Okay.
My brain is in WrestleMania mode right now.
Okay, and it should be. Final thoughts?
Same. My brain is about to hit WrestleMania mode.
Okay, for those of you guys that don't know what WrestleMania is.
I thought you was about to say racist mania.
Well,
racist mania.
You know what? That sounds bad for the next topic.
Hmm.
Racist mania.
Which race is more racist?
Is Mike T-shirt
coming
wrestling tonight?
No.
Yeah, John Cena is wrestling tonight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're talking about wrestling. We are big, huge wrestling fans.
Yes.
And we are on our way soon, after another drink, of course.
Of course.
To watch some wrestling at pay-per-view or whatever on the WWE Network.
Yes.
But once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening. I am your host, The Hot Rod, a.k.a. The King of Kings, with
Sean Black.
And Anitra.
And tune in next time. Maybe we might do a show for Easter Sunday. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But we will let you know.
Cottontail doesn't kick us out of, you know?
Yeah.
Well, if we can't, then we'll see if we do it on Monday.
Yeah,
we'll
maybe.
It depends
what baby mama drama have in store for me, of course. Guys, thank you for listening. We love you. As always, excuse me because I have a few jokes already, the pleasure was all yours. You want me to cancel right now? Oh, no, I hit the wrong button. And end this episode right now? Do I need to end this episode now?
I think you should.
I think we should.
Was we live earlier?
I believe so.
I believe
you think so?
I think so.
Okay, I hope so. Bye, everyone.
Bye.